o'clock. The rain will roll in later tonight. The high today, 10 right now, 7 degrees.
Move 1035
is
what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Well, it's Halloween, and it's getting trickier and trickier to tell the difference between real candy and some edible marijuana products. So the province's Ministry of Public Safety says parents need to take a very close look at the candy their kids bring home tonight. City of Surrey says it'll be boosting bylaw patrols as Halloween and Diwali celebrations fall on the same day this year, and that's today. The city says the patrols will focus on fireworks regulations. Former U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris leaning aggressively into the texting pipeline with just days to go before the American election. Across the U.S., people's phones will be pinging with text messages from Trump and Harris all day long. It's a cheap and easy way to reach millions of potential donors and voters. Los Angeles Dodgers are the winners of the World Series. They beat the Yankees 7-6. And the trading card industry has gone to the dogs. Literally, Topps Fanatics Trading Card Company is partnering with the Westminster Kennel Club to release a line of trading cards named Stars of the Show, which feature pictures of champion pooches from Sage the Miniature Poodle to Trumpet the Bloodhound to Wasabi the Pekingese. And the cards are as cute as you would expect.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
And a special Halloween-themed edition of the $1,000 Minute on the way at 735. The answer to question one will be black cats. Black cats. Good luck when we play at 735.
Coming up in a few minutes, though, it is the first play of the day for Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank. Open the spooky vaults and hopefully get big, big treats. We'll ask you to call in just a bit. First, it's Hozier. Move.
Can't be shit, I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me. Lost in the head.
is the Nat and Drew Show.
Happy Halloween.
Today's best variety.
Move 103.5.
Quicker than I could have ever, you know that hurt. Swear for a while I'm still, my phone is just
still, I don't really know what to say. I know you ain't like this. When shit don't go your way, you needed me to face it. And like me, I did. But I've been out of every reason. Now suddenly you're asking for it back. Could you tell me where'd you get the nerve? Yeah, you could say you miss all that we had. But I don't really care how bad it hurts when you broke me.
Tate McRae on Move 103.5. Ooh, it's the spooky Halloween edition of Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank, powered by the King of Floors. Donna is in Langley this morning. Langley Long Legs.
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Do you feel extra spooky this morning?
Well, I need to eat some candy first, and then I will get going.
Excellent. All right, good plan. Well, let's get you some money, then okay. You get you the candy, and then you're off to just a great start.
Okay.
All right.
Open as many vaults as you like.
Okay.
They seem to be a little creaky here this morning. It is Halloween morning, but we'll do our best to open them up for you.
Okay.
Stay away from the alarm. Hopefully no bats fly out in the process. If the alarm goes, no cash, but we'll still treat you to dinner with a $100 gift card to Kobe Japanese Steak and Seafood House. The vaults could go as high as $50,000. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's do it, Donna. Here is Vault 1.
$200.
$200.
Go.
Go!
$950, Donna.
Stop!
Stop!
Stop! Donna says stop!
No way will Donna do any more.
I can get a lot of Halloween candy with that.
Particularly tomorrow.
Oh. I know, right?
Just wait for it all to be discounted.
Do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters, Donna?
Yeah, we get over 100.
Okay.
That's a busy night, so you are loaded up already for tonight, and now you will be loaded up for yourself for the days and weeks ahead.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Thank you.
Let's see how much more money was there to be won. What was in Vault 3?
Perfect! I did it!
All right, you said you're gonna go eat some candy. What are you gonna eat?
I love the Aero bars, and those peanut butter cups are way too small. Like, what happened to them?
Our hands got bigger as part of it, but
maybe
also,
when I was a kid, they were full size peanut butter cups.
Sure, it's also shrinkflation. So
I know, right?
Yeah.
You just have to eat more.
There you go.
You figured out the workaround.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
$950 for you. We'll play Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank next at 8:05.
Here's Move 103.5's What's Happening.
Spread some holiday cheer for a great cause with Homes for the Holidays in support of Take a Hike Foundation. Mark your calendars for November 23rd and 24th at UBC's Cecil Green Parkhouse. Get your tickets at homesfortheholidays.ca. Get ready for a dazzling holiday experience at the Surrey Tree Lighting Festival and Holiday Market, November 23rd and 24th at Surrey Civic Plaza. Enjoy free live performances, rides, photos with Santa, and more. Info at surreytreelighting.ca.
You shovel the snow from your yard. You carry all the grocery bags from your car in one shot, even when you buy two watermelons. Yeah, you're strong. But so are viruses. Get vaccinated free of charge against the flu and COVID-19. If you live with diabetes, have a weakened immune system, have heart, lung, or kidney disease, are pregnant, or are 60 or older, you're at greater risk of complications. To learn more or make an appointment, visit quebec.ca/vaccination campaign. Vaccination, the best protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
You want to be a lifeguard? This is the real deal.
From the executive producer of The West Wing and Shameless, don't miss a new episode of the thrilling action drama.
Go, go, go!
Rescue, I Surf, Monday at 9:10 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Wanderlust got you wondering? Start your journey by becoming an Air Miles collector today. Here's a little secret. With Air Miles Travel, you decide whether you earn or redeem Air Miles reward miles when you book. Picture this. It's freezing outside, snow piling up, and you're dreaming of an escape. You book a last-minute trip to a resort with crystal blue waters and white sandy beaches through Air Miles Travel. And earn miles while you do it. You come back refreshed with miles stacked high, ready to redeem. As you plan your next out-of-office adventure, you get to choose Chicago or New York City. Or maybe it's time to use those miles for a new sound system and Vitamix blender. Close your eyes, turn on the Ocean Waves soundtrack, whip up a pina colada, and drift back to that sunny beach. Join millions already enjoying the perks of Air Miles. Sign up today and discover how traveling can lead to more travel. Collect more moments with more ways to earn. Download the Air Miles app now. Terms and redemption limits apply. See app or visit airmiles.ca for details.
All aboard the North Pole Express. The Railway Museum of BC invites you and your family to take a magical, adventurous, and unforgettable Christmas train ride from Squamish to the North Pole. Meet Santa and Mrs. Claus, as well as other entertaining characters. Plus, enjoy activities, cookies, hot chocolate, and more. The North Pole Express begins running November 23rd, but the time to reserve your seats is now before they sell out. Tickets and info at WCRA.org or Google North Pole Express Squamish.
Hello?
Fiona, I'm on Zanzibar with a pendant I've designed for people in love. It's sort of a three-dimensional Mobius circle.
Three-dimensional?
If you trace your finger along the pathway, your journey will circle all the way around the front and the back of the pendant before returning you to where you started.
Sounds impossible.
I call it the road we travel. I'll email you the drawings. Tell Callum and Michael that you designed it, okay?
Sarah, what am I going to do with you?
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver and Langley.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Ongoing problem, Maple Ridge, 232nd. We have the street blocked between Anderson Creek Drive and Foreman due to a police incident. And the Alex Fraser is slow northbound from 64th. Southbound steady, westbound Nordell backing to 116th. And that's due to a couple of issues earlier this morning on the Alex Fraser. At Canadian Tire's biggest tire sale of the year, you save up to 25% on quality tires. Now until October 31st, conditions apply. Details online. We've got clouds, chance of showers this morning, but no showers for peak trick-or-treating tonight around 6. Just cloudy and dark, but dry. The high today, 10. Right now, 7 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Coming up, how does Tom Brady feel about Gisele Bündchen being pregnant, his ex? We'll have the details coming up in the scoop.
After the Spice Girls on Move.
Yo, tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Thinking it's too easy, but that's the way it is.
So here's a story from A to Z. You wanna get with me, you gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place, who likes it in your face. You got G like MC.
Girls on Move. So how is Tom Brady feeling about this week's big bombshell?
Now, here's the scoop.
We found out earlier in the week that Gisele Bündchen, Tom's ex, is expecting a baby with her boyfriend, Joaquin Valente, the famous jiu-jitsu instructor. It was the subject of several jokes at Brady's roast back in May. Brady did have the heads up on the news before it went public this week, and sources say he was shocked. He knew Gisele and Joaquin were serious. He just never imagined they'd have a baby together. Ultimately, he realized this is really none of his business. And now that the initial shock has worn off, he's happy for her, but did not see this coming at all. As I think very few of us did.
Yeah, you know, I think part of it is her age. She's 44, so it is getting, you know, she has had two other children, so that does make it easier to have kids later in life if you've already given birth. So there's that. But I think maybe because of her age, like had she been 30, it would have, of course, been expected.
Different, yes.
But just the age thing. But, I mean, what is he going to say? He's like, I'm not happy for her. Like, he has to say he's happy for her.
Yeah.
He can't be like, I'm not.
Yeah.
Because I just have my hosting, and then what else is he doing right now? And is auctioning? He's an auction?
Yes.
He's putting up some of his football memorabilia for auction.
That's right.
He's in all kinds of things.
Is he
owns an NFL football team now, too. He's part owner of the Vegas Raiders.
So then why is he putting his stuff up for auction? That just feels like somebody that needs money.
And why did he post that really sad song?
Landslide?
Is he okay?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't. I thought that was a cry for help.
I actually think Tom Brady is living his best life right now.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you would.
And you would think that he's desperate and sad and broke.
No.
That is typically how you guys are wired, and this is how I am
now,
wired.
We're not stupid, Drew. We know he's not broke.
Yeah.
Well, that made it sound like he was broke, like he was having a garage sale on a Saturday in May.
No, but you know what it is? It's sort of like rich people that have garage sales, which really angers me. Because I feel like, just donate your stuff. You're rich. You live in Shaughnessy. Why are you having a, you know?
Yes.
And that doesn't happen that often in Shaughnessy, but I've definitely seen them. Why have I seen them? Because I've gone by. Anywho, that's what that makes me feel.
Thank you
feel
for
like.
Clarifying.
Okay. Now, speaking of rich, if you were married to a billionaire, would you want to work? Because Selma Hayek is making news because she feels that she needs to work. She's married to retail billionaire François-Henri Pinault. They've been married for 15 years. They do not have a prenup. But she's like, you know, I support a lot of the aspects of my life myself. I have the pressure to make a certain amount of money, and I like it. So I wasn't fully sure the way the story was going, because it seemed like she doesn't have to work if she doesn't want to. But if they are keeping a lot of stuff separate, maybe she does feel like, oh, okay, you know, I do have to work because you've got a billionaire lifestyle and I do not over here.
Is there anything that she can auction off? Pair up with Tom Brady a little bit and kind of jump onto that thing.
Yes.
Is there anything from the last Magic Mike movie that Salma Hayek wore that you'd be interested in, Aaron?
You know what? I can't hear. Everything you've said, I don't care. Just the minute you mentioned Magic Mike, I lost all concentration. The scene in that most recent movie between Salma and Magic
Channing
Mike.
Yeah. Aaron literally thinks his name in real life is Magic Mike.
Isn't it?
No.
Isn't it?
No.
I'm just saying, if you want a little spice, just watch that scene. It's so great.
Aaron's watched it over and over and over again.
Uh-huh. I've got it saved on my computer. At work.
The Scoop. Weekdays at 720, 820, and 920.
Move 1035.
On Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show, the home of the $1,000 Minutes, which takes on a Halloween theme today for both plays, the one now and the one coming up at 9:35, too.
If you'd like to play right now, caller 25 gets to 604-280-1035. We'll do it after Ed Sheeran on Move.
I know it's a bad idea. How can I help myself? Been inside for most this year, and I thought a few drinks, they might help. It's been a while, my dear, dealing with the cards life dealt. I'm still holding back these tears. Well, my friends are somewhere else. I pictured this year a little bit different. When did it February? A step in the bar, it hit me so hard. Or how can it be this heavy? Every song reminds me you're gone, and I feel the lump form in my throat. I'm here alone, just dancing with my eyes closed. 'Cause everywhere I look, I still see you. And time is moving so slow. And I don't know what else that
unfolds, you get in a hole. Oh, how can it be this heavy? Everything changes, nothing's the same. Except the truth is now you're gone. Life just goes on. So I'm dancing with my cleaning the floor and everyone is already home, but I'm on my own, still dancing with my eyes.
It's a spooky edition of the $1,000 Minute this morning with Lisa, who's caller 25. Lisa, do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters on Halloween night?
Oh, we get about 100, I would say. And it's surprising because we live on Elm Street. So you think we get... I know.
What time do they usually start? Like, is it like 5:35?
Like sometimes around 5 for a few, because they're really like little kids. Yeah. And then it starts to build around 5:36.
But just out of curiosity, as somebody who lives on Elm Street, have you ever been to Freddy Krueger's house in Vancouver?
I haven't.
So they filmed Freddy versus Jason here in Vancouver, and they used a house in Shaughnessy, I think West Shaughnessy. I went by it around last Friday the 13th, but there's literally a Vancouver house that's still standing that was doubled for the house on Elm Street in Freddy versus Jason.
Does it look empty?
I'm going to have to check that out.
Oh, no, it's lovely.
It's lovely, okay.
It's very, very lovely.
Just checking. Yeah. Just asking. All right, sure. Lisa, let's get you $1,000 on this Halloween morning. 1 minute on the clock. We'll ask you 10 questions, all 10 right. $1,000 is yours. If not, it is $10 for each correct answer. If you don't know something, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time.
Okay,
good luck, Lisa. Here we go. $1,000 Minute, the Halloween edition, starts now. In medieval Europe, it was believed witches could disguise themselves as what?
I have no idea.
Name one of the lead actresses in the movie Hocus Pocus.
Don't know either.
Did Spirit Halloween stores first open in the 70s, 80s, or 90s?
90s.
According to the theme song, what family is creepy and kooky?
The Addams Family.
Is a pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable?
A pumpkin is a vegetable.
In the Peanuts Halloween special, who did Linus believe would appear?
I don't know. I'll guess a goat.
Name something that will kill a vampire.
I should know this. I'm all nervous. light?
True or false, the idea for Chucky the doll was inspired by the Cabbage Patch Kids.
True.
Man farms haunted corn mazes in what lower neighborhood city?
Not enough time.
Abbotsford. Oh, and I probably would have known the Man Farm one because it's in Abbotsford, but that's okay.
Yes, you would have, but the clock ran out. Mm.
My Halloween trivia is poor. I need to definitely...
For somebody who lives on Elm Street.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, well, you'll know this. You'll remember this forever. In medieval Europe, it was believed witches could disguise themselves as black cats. We did give that answer at the top of the hour. We always give you the answer to question one. Name one of the lead actresses in Hocus Pocus: Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy Najimy. Those, those actresses. And then Spirit Halloween stores first opened in the 80s, not the 90s. But you know,
that's the one.
Yeah. But you do know your Addams Family. Pumpkin is a fruit, not a vegetable.
Got seeds.
And the Great Pumpkin was what Linus was waiting for in the Peanuts Halloween special.
Wow, I got a whole $10. That's amazing.
No, you got more. You got more.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you got three times that. You got 30.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I'm rich.
Thanks for having some fun with us, Lisa.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Today's best variety.
Move 103.5.
We'll play another round of the $1,000 Minute Halloween edition coming up at 9:35 this morning. $1,000 Minute powered by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
We also have another round of Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank. That is on the way at 8:05. And before 8, we're doing this thing, and it's gross.
This thing, this gross, gross Halloween thing.
It seemed like a good idea yesterday. It's our trick-or-treat game, and if you heard it at 6:30, you already know how gross it is, but we'll play it again just before 8.
More gross stuff coming up. Something to look forward to.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
CTV's St. Denis Medical is the mockumentary series that will have you in stitches.
Get out there and heal some people!
Get into television's next great comedy, St. Denis Medical. New series starts Tuesday, November 12th on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Fall is here, and you know what that means.
Schnitzelfest is back at Ricky's All Day Grill for a seventh great year.
Welcome in the fall with a hearty traditional schnitzel at Ricky's. Hand-breaded and fried to crispy golden perfection and paired with a slice of whipped cream-topped pumpkin pie. Schnitzelfest at Ricky's, from 11 a.m. daily for a limited time only. Enjoy your choice of wiener, hunter, or delicious Neptune schnitzel. Come on into Ricky's. They can't wait to make you one.
This is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale.
And this is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale at Sleep Country. Black Friday just isn't the same at Sleep Country, except for the best deals on the best brands. Like hot prices on headboards, starting at only $249. Plus, take advantage of our unbeatable price guarantee. We will beat any competitor pricing. Don't miss out. The Black Friday event is on now at Sleep Country. Speak to a sleep expert for full details.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is just the opening act. This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV.
Todd Delvedere for the VGH Millionaire Lottery. We're thrilled to let you know that this year's lottery is better than ever. More bonus prize winners, more early bird winners, and the biggest grand prize cash amount ever. $2.8 million. Become a multimillionaire with BC's biggest home lottery. Plus a huge 50-50 jackpot. Win big and support VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation. Get your tickets at millionairelottery.com or London Drugs.
19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
Ready to shop the Sephora savings event?
I was born ready.
Let's do this. What are you getting at the biggest beauty event of the year?
A new Sol de Janeiro body cream, my fave Charlotte Tilbury lipstick, and a Kylie parfum. Your turn.
Okay. Summer Fridays Jet Lag Mask, Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez Blush, Amika Shampoo and Conditioner, and a new Valentino scent.
Beauty Insiders, everything is on sale during the Sephora savings event. Rouge members get early access on November 1st. VIB and Insiders start saving November 5th. Offers end November 11th, only at Sephora. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
Hello?
Fiona.
Sarah. Still in Madagascar?
I'm on the island of Zanzibar. I'm headed to Mount Kilimanjaro.
Exciting.
I've designed a diamond pendant.
Tell me about it.
Sort of a three-dimensional Mobius circle with 10 tiny little diamonds.
Three-dimensional?
If you trace your finger along the pathway, your journey will circle all the way around the front and the back of the pendant before returning you to where you started.
Sounds impossible.
I call it the road we travel, and the 10 little diamonds represent the with sparkling memories that are shared by people in love.
It's not about the road you travel, but who you travel with.
I'll email you the drawings. Tell Callum and Michael that you designed it, okay?
Sarah, what am I going to do with you?
We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time.
T.S. Eliot wrote that before I was born.
Let's hope it's still true today.
Spitz. Wow! In Vancouver and Langley.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Lou of 103.5 Traffic. Still working on, police are still involved in a situation in Maple Ridge. 232nd is blocked between Anderson Creek Drive and Foreman Drive, and that's been ongoing all morning. Alex Fraser, northbound slow from 64th, southbound is steady, westbound Nordell backing to 116th. And the Alex Fraser's been busy this morning due to a couple of issues, a stall and an accident. They've been cleared, but lots of volume northbound. Experience the surprise of the all-electric 2024 Subaru Solterra. Visit your local Subaru dealer to book a test drive today. We've got clouds and a chance of showers this morning, but the good news for the trick-or-treaters, no showers at around 6 o'clock tonight. We'll see some rain much later tonight. The high today, 10, right now 6 degrees.
is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
Happy Halloween. It's time for Nat and Drew's Tricks and Treats. Our treats are really, really gross, so we're hoping we can do the trick instead of having to indulge in a gross treat.
So, we've already done this once this morning, and it was so horrific and much worse than I thought it was going to be. There is a game called Bean Boozled. It's been out for years. They are jelly beans, and a lot of them don't taste good. And I already don't like jelly beans, but these ones taste mostly like the flavors: burnt rubber, wet dog, barf, booger, old bandage, stink bug, dead fish, and you don't know what you're getting. There are a few nice flavors mixed in.
So far we've had... You had...
I think it was barf or dead fish. I don't know the difference.
Aaronette ate...
Wet dog.
Wet dog.
Which was disgusting, but not as gross as barf.
So here's how we determine whether or not you have to eat the gross treats. Mm-hmm. The trick is to identify the Halloween movie clip that producer Sammy is going to play for us. If we can do it, then we avoid eating the treat. But if we fail to, within 5 seconds, identify the Halloween movie, then we've got to eat the gross treat.
Right.
Or the potentially gross treat. So, Sammy, who's up?
Okay, Drew,
you're up first. Ready?
Here we go with the first clip.
Oh, you're right. You're always right. I don't know how
it's my curse. That and you too. Get off me, you thundering old...
Cujo.
Absolutely not.
Sorry, Drew. What is it?
That was Hocus Pocus.
I've never seen Hocus Pocus.
What?
I have never seen it.
Okay.
Oh gosh.
Okay.
So I won last hour, so this is my first taste. So I have picked the one that I pulled from the box has the potential to be either Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks.
Oh boy.
Okay.
So it's pink.
And you can't tell by
you
smell.
You can't tell. They all look exact same. So it's either Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks. Tutti Frutti!
Oh,
I win for losing. Yay for me!
Okay, all right, Aaron, your turn,
man.
Yeah.
I want a sweet treat.
Well, okay. You might get your chance to get that. All right, here we go with the next clip.
Guillermo is my familia. I'm not a killer. Whoa. I find people who are easy to kill.
That feels like she knows.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know.
What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes,
What We
Do in the Shadows. The best show.
Yes, so good.
Oh, no. So good.
Okay, Aaron, get ready to reach in.
Okay,
what's it going to be?
Blue.
So blue is either berry blue or toothpaste.
Oh, toothpaste's not bad.
But still, yuck.
Oh,
it's toothpaste.
It is.
Ew.
Oh, God. Okay, you guys. You've got to try that. It's toothpaste.
But is it?
You don't want to swallow that.
No, I've eaten toothpaste. I don't feel like that's that bad. But
no,
do they make
spit it out?
No, sometimes I don't.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Yuck.
All right.
You got to eat it, Aaron. Don't spit it out. You've got
to
eat it.
You have to eat it. You have to eat all of it.
That's against the rules.
Yeah. If she had to eat dead fish, you have to swallow the toothpaste.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Okay.
All
right,
Nat. Here we go.
Great Halloween, everybody.
I believe it was our most horrible yet. Thank you, everyone.
Is it Scooby-Doo?
Oh, my gosh. No, it is not. It's The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I never saw it.
Oh, my gosh. You guys have some catching up to do.
So what are you going to pick, Nat? What's it going to be?
Oh, God. Okay. This is... it's pomegranate or old bandage.
Oh, God.
What is it?
No!
It takes a couple of bites before the flavor starts to sink in.
Oh, my God.
No.
It's an old bandage, so it would have pus on it.
Oh, my God.
And blood.
Oh, God.
But mostly... Pus.
Ew.
Pussy blood.
Oh, no.
Pussy
blood. Nat, don't throw
don't
up.
Spit
you
it
can't.
Out.
You can't. Don't spit it out.
Don't spit it out.
Don't spit it out.
Don't swallow.
I didn't want to chant that.
You guys ever wondered how they get the flavors into those jelly bellies?
It's incredible. It's so crazy.
You're like, they wondered about the same thing about the caramel chocolate bar back in the 80s.
Swallow it.
No, you gotta do it now. You gotta do it.
Happy
Halloween, everybody! More gross tricks and treats next hour. What will it be next?
No.
Will Nat recover? Will she ever?
She might throw up.
Be the same again?
No. The answer is no.
Let's bust some ghosts. Ray Parker Jr., Happy Halloween from Move Radio.
No.
Strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Today's best variety. Move 1035.
Serious. up right on the spot. It's so on right now. Body crasher, penny snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious?
That sucks. So if you're too school for cool, I mean, and you treat it like a fool, you can choose to let it go. We can always party on our own.
So raise your
I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. In Maple Ridge, a police situation ongoing all morning. 232nd is blocked between Anderson and Foreman. A crash in Surrey, Highway 10 eastbound before 152nd. A crash in Delta, 99 northbound just before the Ladner Trunk Road overpass. And in Maple Ridge, road work, low heat highway westbound before 216th. Alex Fraser pretty heavy this morning northbound. Get winter ready with Cal Tire. Shop and book your winter tire change online at caltire.com. Cal Tire, your local tire expert since 1953. Halloween weather, clouds with a chance of showers this morning, but it looks like for the trick-or-treaters, it'll be mostly cloudy and dry tonight. It will rain later tonight, but for the trick-or-treaters, looks like a dry night. Today's high 10, right now 7 degrees.
Move 103.5 to what you need to know. Here's Erin Davis.
Well, it is getting trickier and trickier to tell the difference between real candy and some edible marijuana products. And the province's Ministry of Public Safety says parents really do need to take a good look at candy tonight to make sure they know what their kid has. City of Surrey says it's boosting bylaw patrols as Halloween and Diwali celebrations fall on the same day this year, today. The city says the patrol will focus on firework regulations. Former U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are leaning aggressively into the texting pipeline with just a few days to go before the election. Across the U.S., people's phones are pinging with text messages from Trump and Harris. It's a cheap and easy way to reach millions of potential donors and voters. And Starbucks is making a big, big change. Starbucks will no longer charge a fee for using non-dairy milk in its beverages.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
What led to the breakup between Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum? More info this morning. We'll have the details in the scoop.
Plus, the vaults are a little creakier, a little spookier, but there is still cash inside. The Halloween edition of Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank coming up. But first, Taylor Swift on Move.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights reflect sequined stars off her silhouette every night. I can show you. Baby, gotta fake it till you make it, and I did.
been doing it since he left.